This used to be a bridge that children jumped off before the 1960s. When the tide was up, it was about 20 foot deep, so it was completely safe. And what was once a 20 foot river is now only centimetres deep. I'm Jim Jarvie, I live in Leith. My background is as a forest ecologist in Asia, and then many, many years spent working climate change adaptation.
There is so much life around here, the water, and it gives so much. We see that. We know that the water is going to be, it has to be able to support that life. My name is Gio. I moved to Edinburgh last July after living in London for about 7 years. I was in Japan before that, and I'm originally from Wisconsin in America.
Myself and our neighbours who are part of SOS Leith live right by the river. We walk by it every day. Our windows look into the water. It's very dear to us. It's one of the reasons that we moved to this neighbourhood, and a particular reason why my wife and I chose our apartment. So we got various people in our group, the ones who started it and people who have come along during the journey. Katie, for example, she'd recently moved here from New York and been very, very active.
I'm all kitted out now. I've got my high-vis jacket. I've got my gloves, I've got my litter picker, I've got my black plastic bag, and I'm going to set off and walk up and down the banks of the river, looking in the underbrush, searching high and low, really, for bits of litter. My name is Katie McCormick, and I've lived on the water of Leith for just 2 years now. So the water of Leith is Edinburgh's river. It starts up in the Pentlands to the south of the city and winds its way through. My interest is this end, where it stops being a babbling brook and it opens out into kind of a wide, still canal. We're in a formerly industrial area where there used to be coal yards and shipyards, and you can imagine a hugely bustling port that actually came all the way up to where we're standing now. But now it's all residential. It's got cobbled streets and really old buildings. It looks like Europe, the way the buildings are shaped. It has a totally different feel to it. So you go from this area where it was very industrial and is now highly residential, densely residential. And then at the very last basin, it kind of goes back in time and you feel like you're in another world.
In 2019, we had a massive storm that brought down a lot of wood from right along the water of Leith all the way down here. It deposited it by the Victoria Bridge, which is a border between the privatised water and the commercial port. It stretched out for about 30 yards from the bridge. It was quite the eyesore. So neighbours got in touch with us, and we started the SOS Leith campaign to say to the council, please come and clear this up. Then we were passed from pillar to post. The council said, well, it's private land. The water is privatised, we can't touch it. The owner said, well, the litter is not our problem, that comes from upstream, the council should take care of it. The council said, well, again, we can't work on the water, and the reason that the wood is trapped there is because of Forth Ports. Forth Ports said, it's not our problem, we sold this land off, this water off, back in the 1960s, so we were left with nothing, nobody wanting to take action. A few years before, I'd written a paper about the tenure of the Water of Leith, trying to work out the rights and responsibilities of all the different owners, the actors having an impact on the water, to really try and get to the bottom of who's responsible for cleaning the litter up and for the problems of the siltation. When we had the massive chunks of wood come down the river in 2019, neighbours who'd read the paper approached me and said, well, can we get together and do something about this new big litter problem we have down here? We're not a formal organisation, we're a group of neighbours who have come under a banner. My particular interest is in the silt and the potential flood damage that's going to cause. For all of us, it's about the sewage that's been accumulating in the silt for the last 60 years. For other folks, it's biodiversity. We all care about that, but there's a particular focus on one or two others. The historical heritage, the Victoria Bridge, the Rennies Bridge, the other great icons that our areas have. So we're a pretty diverse group. We're small, we're neighbours, we're informal, but you know, we're really passionate about making our neighbourhood better.
So I'm here today because it's the first Wednesday of the month, and on the first Wednesday of the month, the good folks at the Water of Leith Conservation Trust organize a volunteer litter pick and path clear activity in this part of the Water of Leith. And as a member of SOS Leith, I also take part in other organizations' activities. So I'm happy to be here with the Water of Leith Conservation Trust to help maintain the beauty and the environment of the river.
It seems like we're far from the water here, but we're not. 100 feet maybe to the bridge. And all this, you know what kind of winds we have here in Edinburgh. And, all this can pick up and blow and eventually end up in the water. Getting lots of wrappers, lots of bits of plastic, little small pieces. Because we know about microplastics, how big plastic breaks down and gets into these little beads that, really end up in our own diets, apparently.
Along the entire river, there are about 60-odd sewage outlets. In the area that we're concerned, in our neighbourhood here, SOS Leith, we have 8 spilling right into the water. What makes ours different and possibly unique in Scotland is that the sewage outlets don't go into the river, which then flows out to sea through Forth Ports. It goes into the silt and gets trapped, and that's our real concern. We want to know how much crap has been building up here over the last 60 years. What is at risk to the public? And we're not being given any help by any agency to sort this question out.
The way SOS Leith started was just two neighbors talking to each other, saying, hey, we're concerned about the same thing. We have a similar vision. Let's start doing something. Boom. You have a community group. It can be that easy.
A barrier for a lot of people is, I think, fear of being known as campaigning, a fear of politicians thinking they're powerful, they're strong, who am I to take them on? And again, I'd say to people, the barrier is actually low to getting started, and never forget that the politicians and the institutions are meant to be working for you, not the other way around.
So we're here at Coley Park, which is kind of an interesting name because it doesn't look much like a park, as we see a lot of concrete and asphalt in front of us. It's right on the edge of the river. It's called Coley because it used to be where the coal barges discharged their loads from the ships and then were picked up by the train that ran right along here. So this was a highly industrial place just 50 years ago. And now, of course, we're hearing birds chirping and a little sound of the road, but we're right on the edge of the water. This park is, it's an open space and it's an amenity space. It's used by lots and lots of different people. I sometimes see an art group here with their easels sketching the river in front of them because it's really easy to set up here. I see people on bicycles. You see lots of families and kids feeding the ducks because there's steps that go down to the water. Oh, look, there goes the Water of Leith Conservation Trust flat-bottom boat. They're out picking litter right out of the water. One thing they always get are rubber balls because people throw balls for their dogs all along the length of the Water of Leith, and they all end up down here. Coley Park was kind of an unloved space in Edinburgh, and one of the ideas that SOS Leith had several years ago was we saw in Europe, they had these floating biodiversity platforms. So they're made of woven material. They float on the water and they sustain a lot of different plants that put their roots down through the platform into the water. So they're cleaning the water. They're providing a place for fish to shelter underneath them. And they're providing a space for wildfowl to stand on and eat the greens as well. So we put it out there because, again, we're not so much the doing side of things. We're more the pressure side of things at SOS Leith. So we put the idea out there, and luckily, Water of Leith Conservation Trust picked up on it. And they did the fundraising, and they made it happen. So they put these in last year, and it was so great to see them. They were all assembled here in where we're standing, on this hard standing here, and then were carried to the water and floated down and then moored. There's one down below us to the left, and there's one right across from us, just in the shadow of the bridge. And they've been hugely popular with the swans. They just go up there. It's like a little buffet table. They're in the water, and they're all kind of nestling along there. But unfortunately, because of the size of the biodiversity platform and because of the pilings that you can see, the only space it could fit was just up by the bridge, and that is right over a combined sewage outlet. So when these things discharge, which is supposed to be only in times of high rain, but they can discharge in what I do not consider to be high rain. You can see the brown trail of the water coming out, and it's right underneath the biodiversity platform. So we have spoken to Water of Leith Conservation Trust about this. I'm not sure what exactly can be done, but it's ironic, isn't it, that we've got this fantastic little island of biodiversity that we've added to the biodiversity of the Water of Leith here, but ironically it's right over a combined sewage outlet. So it's not enough for us to just see these things happening, to see discharge coming out under the biodiversity platform. What we want is for the powers that be, Scottish Water and the Scottish Environment Protection Agency, to test this water and to see what's in it. What kind of toxins or sewage-related bacteria are living in this water, and what's living in the silt under the water, because this river is so silted up here. There's islands beginning to grow. You'll see farther down, there are islands of debris, you know, branches and so on, that are just getting bigger and bigger. And you can just imagine in 10 years, you know, what will the shore look like if every basin is nearly paved over practically. So we want this silt to be tested. We want to know what's in there, and we want the discharges to stop, because it just seems that it can't be beyond, and there are countries that are doing this. And I know we have a Victorian sewage system, and we're told, you know, this is the situation. But, you know, these new build properties that we see around us are not using these CSOs. So, you know, there has to be, we have a brand new state-of-the-art sewage treatment center in Edinburgh. We don't need to be pumping sewage into this beautiful water in front of us. That's what SOS Leith is trying to get to. We want to know what's in it, and we want it to stop.
The ultimate goal goes right back to the paper I wrote a few years ago about tenure in the basin, is to actually have a master plan for this part of the river that involves Forth Ports, the people who own the water, and the council. Something that is put by the community as a community asset. Ultimately, we need a plan for this whole area and not have it become a tragedy of the commons, which is what it is right now.
When we moved here, we knew we were kind of in a neat area for what we might see. You know, I'm very lucky. We have eider ducks outside of the back of our house. We do a lot of feeding of a lot of the birds. So, you know, among our house alone, eider ducks, we get the swans coming by, obviously the mallard ducks, tufted ducks. We see golden eyes, smaller birds. You know, the goldfinches are very happy to be around. We've seen long-tailed tits in our trees, sparrows. We have rabbits. As of last night, we have rabbits in our garden, which is kind of exciting to see down here. But then we're out walking around the basins, and then there's suddenly we hear a high-pitched squeak, and there's an otter down here, which is fantastic. A bit farther up, we have kingfishers coming by. Our first coot is hanging around the bridge right now, and it's just nice to see all of that, in addition to the fish, the eels that we see, the goosanders with their chicks and everything in the springtime. We belong to, you know, the world around us. You know, we're not, you know, we're stewards of the land, you know, and it's our job, it's our responsibility to take care of that. It's not our fault some of this problems happen, but it's our responsibility to take care of it regardless. You know, it seems very difficult to break into, but it's easier than you think. And it really is just about standing up, writing a letter, making yourself heard, and that's where it starts. And if you can just do that, you're on your way. And that's what's great about it, is learning just the barrier to entry is a lot lower than you really think it is.
All these people are enjoying this space, and all these people deserve a clean, safe environment to be in. Can you hear those
those birds all coming in for a landing. A whole flock of tufted ducks and geese-henders just came sliding in. I love watching that. They put their little feet out like they're on water skis and they come in. It's like, look at me, look at this landing. This concept that our sewage can go out with excess rainwater into the river is appalling to me. So that's why I've joined with SOS Leith, so that it's several voices, many voices. Although we're a very small organization, we have a loud voice. We've spoken to the council, we've addressed full council, we've been invited to do that. We've had MSPs come down and walk around with us, and we've told them about the issues. We talk to Forth Ports. We do have contacts with Scottish Water and with SEPA, and we're talking to them. You know, progress is going to be slow, but I believe that by joining with these other concerned citizens who have the same interests I have, that we'll be able to get something done. One of the things that I think about a lot when I'm picking litter, I mean, of course you think, gee, it's a shame people drop this litter, but it's also a shame that so much single-use plastic is manufactured and sold. But to try and stop the plastic being produced in the first place and to encourage more reusable containers. So I went around a bunch of restaurants and cafes on the shore and asked, if I came in with a reusable water bottle, would you fill it up for me? Because we don't have those taps that Scottish Water put in some places. We don't have one on the shore. And I wrote to Scottish Water and I asked them if they would put one, wrote as SOS Leith. And they wrote back and said, no, we have no plans to do that. So then I went around the shore and I asked the businesses, would you refill a water bottle if someone came in? And they said, yes, you know, and I got a whole list. So then I did a post about that and tagged all the businesses, and that got a lot of, you know, that was really a positive thing. So I do like to try and show what we can do and to try and show other people what they can do.
What keeps me coming back to it after all this time is every day I step out early in the morning with my dog and I'm right beside the river. I'm seeing the stuff coming down the river. I'm seeing the litter. I'm seeing the beautiful birds, the occasional otter down here. And I really care about my environment. I live here. This is part of who I am.
It really is just about standing up, writing a letter, making yourself heard, and that's where it starts. And if you can just do that, you're on your way. And that's what's great about it, is learning just the barrier to entry is a lot lower than you really think it is.
One of the reasons I joined SOS Leith is that they are campaigning. They're a campaigning organization, because I can pick up all the litter I want, but what really needs to change is bigger than that.
This audio case study was created for the Scottish Wildlife Trust by Bespoken Media as part of the Next Door Nature project, which is bringing communities together to help nature flourish where they live and work, thanks to funding from the National Lottery Heritage Fund.